Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Ryan Mallett, your starter. I mean, you and I both said we'd like to see Ryan Mallett be named the starter. But when he wasn't named the starter, I assume that he'd lost a competition. It also makes me question if Bill O'Brien has any idea what he's doing.
You're changing it after 1 week? Part of me says, okay, I'm glad you're admitting you made a mistake. But if you're changing a quarterback after 1 week, then your judgment's really screwed up.
Over the last 10 games, there's not a worse team in the American League than the Astros.
That's been their MO all year. When they go on the road, they suck. You know, I'm kind of encouraged that when they get home, they're going to win some games against these teams. And again, it's easy to say, well, when they were six up, it looked like they were going to make it. Well, we knew they were going to run through some stuff like this because they always sucked on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, they have all year.
They had built up such a lead that it didn't seem like it mattered. Now it matters.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on posts by others. Please don't send us messages on Facebook, because we never check those. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It is a Wednesday, which makes it a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So please put odds on your text and your tweets and your calls and anything like that. And if you missed any of the show, all available on podcastarena.com. Just go to the page, and it's got everything on there. Every show is now fully podcast, so there's some other good stuff on Podcast Arena, too. It's a really cool new thing that we're doing here at Gow Media that I'm very fired up about. So go check that out. You can also listen to us on TuneIn Radio. You can listen to us on the ESPN Radio app. You can also get us on the website, ESPN975.com, or, of course, the traditional way. Just listen to your radio.
Okay. That always works.
Yeah. Okay, we've been a little sportsy today, which makes sense, right? It's a sportsy kind of day. But we have a texter who needs some Blitzer advice.
I love giving advice.
I do, too. And I think this is one I
wear a condom.
Well, always. That's number one.
Number one.
Yeah, that and, well.
What's next?
It says, I'm going to a party this Friday.
Wear a condom.
Oh, always. Where two ladies I'm having a thing with will be attending. How do I handle this?
Bring two condoms.
Neither of them know each other, but they know mutual people. Both are very pretty.
So he's engaged in activity with both of them, would you assume?
Yes, that's what I'm assuming from it.
Man, that's tough. I just wouldn't go to it.
Yeah, I think I would. The easiest thing is to not go. Now, if it's a thing you have to attend, you know, work thing or something like that, then
I get sick.
I get sick.
Yeah, that's a no-win situation for you, man.
No, and not unless you can get both of them to hook up with you at the same time.
That won't
happen.
Might
be into a threesome. That then okay, but otherwise, yeah, I think it's calling sick time, brother.
Yeah, I'd avoid that situation
because there's no real way to make that work. Even if you have one in one room and one in the other room and you're going back and forth. Because then they're going to start introducing you and stuff like, no, you can't. Call in sick.
Yeah, there's no positive outcome on that, I don't think.
409 asks, what are the odds I can get anyone who was on this station to tell me about the receiver the Cowboys got from Oakland? Go back and listen to Podcast Arena. We already answered your question.
From yesterday?
No, we answered it. We talked about it yesterday. We also talked about it today.
Wow.
I don't remember exactly which one, but I'm sure it's in there. But yes, we answered your question, so you can quit asking. Because he's texted the same thing 46 times, so I addressed it, and now he's missed it. So, anyway.
Let me tell you, how about this? Bryce Butler's not a factor guy.
No, you know, we've already spent enough time on Bryce Butler. I mean, I'm sorry you missed it. It's on the podcast page. What are the odds the interim UTAD gets a full-time job next year? I would say percent zero. There's a lot of names already being thrown out there, and we talked about a few of them yesterday. Obviously Oliver Luck, his name's going to be out there a lot. Mac's already come out and said he doesn't want it for the contingent out there trying to push for Mac. Some of the names that have been thrown out there is, you know, Chris Del Conte from TCU, who's already said, oh no, I'm not. And all these guys who say they're not interested, trust me, they're interested. It's Texas. Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12 commissioner, his name's come up. That would make sense. I mean, Texas runs the Big 12, right? It's a promotion for him.
I guess so, yeah.
You're going from being in charge of everybody else to being in charge of Texas. But, you know, that's – Bowlesby says, I'm not a candidate for the position. Well, maybe because they told you you weren't. But I would say you're going to hear a lot of names come up. We mentioned the guy at Louisville. I think you're going to hear that name, Oliver Luck. But there's going to be –
if this were the guy that they were going to keep around for good, the process wouldn't have been so quick. This is a stopgap thing to kind of – settle some things down, and mostly because they had to do this. I say they had to. They decided to do this in the middle of football season.
Yeah.
So that kind of put some pressure on them to get something in place. And, I don't believe that this is going to be the long-term solution.
No, and I think this is – athletic directors are not – let's face it, they get paid a lot of money, but it's not a sexy job.
Yeah.
And it's high profile. It's higher profile than it should be for what the guys actually do. But at Texas, it's going to be a big, big deal. So they're going to be able to pick and choose whoever they want. It's not going to be an interim guy. They're going to get a big-time name from another big-time school.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN. Texter asks, what if you don't go and they end up talking to each other? Talking about the two women. Well, you're going to run into that danger anyway. You can't stop that if you're there.
If two women don't know each other, they typically don't talk about who they're banging the first time they meet.
Yeah. Generally. Just depends. Depends on the women.
And if they do, then you don't have to be around to see it happen, and you just forget about both of them.
Yeah, somebody says just hope neither of them are listeners. But then how would they know?
They wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly. So... here's
just avoid being in that situation.
Great point. Make sure that guy gives each girl a different excuse why he can't be there. So, you know, they can't catch him with the same excuse while he's...
True.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Andy. Well played, sir. Let's try a phone call. Jordan, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. Sports
to you, man.
Hey, two questions for you. What are the odds Green Bay wins at home next week? Seattle after a loss to the Rams, and where are the odds Green Bay is
in
the Super Bowl?
Well, first of all, your phone is terrible.
Yeah, sir. I heard was Green Bay.
I think he said, what are the odds they beat Seattle? I think that's going to be a tough game. I think
it's 50-50, if man. That
was
I really
a,
do.
If that was a noon Sunday game, I'd feel good about the Packers' chances. But I also think maybe there's some things going on with Seattle right now. They don't seem like they've got it all together, and they've had a tumultuous offseason. You know, it's not going to just suddenly fall right into place. And Russell Wilson did not look good last week, so I'd probably lean to the Packers winning. I think it'll be a good game. As far as the Super Bowl, I mean, what are the odds the Packers win the Super Bowl? I'd put them at probably 15-20%. They're one of the favorites in the NFC for sure.
Yeah, well, they got to keep Rodgers healthy.
Yep.
As long as he's healthy, they're always going to be a contender. And but I would not be too, you know, I wouldn't be too crazy about that game. I think Seahawks have a chance to go in there and win.
I do too.
It's very tough to beat Green Bay in that building. Aaron Rodgers rarely plays poorly in that building. But and I think Green Bay is going to win, and they deserve to be a slight favorite. But man, that's a pretty good coin flip thing for me. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And a texter says a mutual friend is going to wind up messing it up for that dude. Don't do that, friend. That's not a good friend thing to do. See, because that is the one danger to not going, is that there'll be some guy who's been working on one of them, and if he knows that you're going out with both of them, he's going to use that against you and try to steal your girl because he's a dickweed.
Well, then you'll know that you don't need to be friends with that guy.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean,
so you'll be looking for some new chicks.
Should be having your guys back.
You can trim down the bro squad too, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. That's the kind of bros you got.
Yeah, you got to cut those loose, man. In fact, you know, those are the ones that not only do you get rid of them, but you need to come up with a way to ruin their lives, because that's just a crappy thing to do. Yeah, that's a crappy thing to do. Anyway, sorry. I know you got something to do here.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys about attorney Gary Trichter. Law enforcement, they're stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. So if your weekend sucked because of a DWI, guys, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed the test that the police gave you. A lot of things you should know about those tests. For one, breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The police breath test machine isn't even warranted fit for breath testing on humans. Makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results and destroys the evidence, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Failing the breath test in the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with these machines. Same with the blood test. They're not even testing your blood. They call it a blood test, but they're testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist right here in Houston. What that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about police blood tests to juries. He's experienced in talking about the science, the faulty science behind these tests. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state, and he's right here local. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
On ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Ryan Mallett, your starter.
I mean, you and I both said we'd like to see Ryan Mallett be named the starter. But when he wasn't named the starter, I assume that he'd lost a competition. It also makes me question if Bill O'Brien has any idea what he's doing.
You're changing it after 1 week? Part of me says, okay, I'm glad you're admitting you made a mistake. But if you're changing a quarterback after 1 week, then your judgment's really screwed up.
Over the last 10 games, there's not a worse team in the American League than the Astros.
That's been their MO all year. When they go on the road, they suck. You know, I'm kind of encouraged that when they get home, they're going to win some games against these teams. And again, it's easy to say, well, when they were six up, it looked like they were going to make it. Well, we knew they were going to run through some stuff like this because they always sucked on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, they have all year.
They had built up such a lead that it didn't seem like it mattered. Now it matters.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on posts by others. Please don't send us messages on Facebook because we never check those. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It is a Wednesday, which makes it a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So please put odds on your text and your tweets and your calls and anything like that. And if you missed any of the show, all available on podcastarena.com. Just go to the page, and it's got everything on there. Every show is now fully podcast. So there's some other good stuff on Podcast Arena, too. It's a really cool new thing that we're doing here at Gow Media that I'm very fired up about. So go check that out. You can also listen to us on TuneIn Radio. You can listen to us on the ESPN Radio app. You can also get us on the website, ESPN975.com, or, of course, the traditional way. Just listen to your radio.
Okay. That always works.
Yeah. Okay, we've been a little sportsy today, which makes sense, right? It's a sportsy kind of day. But we have a texter who needs some Blitzer advice.
I love giving advice.
I do, too. I think this is one I
think. Wear a condom.
Well, always. That's number one.
Number one.
Yeah, that and, well.
What's next?
It says, I'm going to a party this Friday.
Wear a condom.
No, always. Where two ladies I'm having a thing with will be attending. How do I handle this?
Bring two condoms.
Neither of them know each other, but they know mutual people. Both are very pretty.
So he's engaged in activity with both of them, would you assume?
Yes, that's what I'm assuming from it.
Man, that's tough. I just wouldn't go to it.
Yeah, I think I would. The easiest thing is to not go. Now, if it's a thing you have to attend, you know, work thing or something like that, then
I get sick.
I get sick.
Yeah, that's a no-win situation for you, man.
No, and not unless you can get both of them to hook up with you at the same time.
That won't
happen. They might be into a threesome. That then okay, but otherwise, yeah, I think it's call in sick time, brother.
Yeah, I'd avoid that situation
because there's no real way to make that work. Even if you have one in one room and one in the other room, and you're going back and forth, because then they're going to start introducing you and stuff like, no, you can't call in sick.
Yeah, there's no positive outcome on that, I don't think.
409 asks, what are the odds I can get anyone who was on the station to tell me about the receiver the Cowboys got from Oakland? Go back and listen to Podcast Arena. We already answered your question.
From yesterday?
No, we answered it. We talked about it yesterday. We also talked about it today. I don't remember exactly which one, but I'm sure it's in there. But, yes, we answered your question, so you can quit asking. Because he's texted the same thing 46 times, so I addressed it, and now he's missed it. So, anyway.
Let me tell you, how about this? Bryce Butler's not a factor guy.
No, that's, you know, we've already spent enough time on Bryce Butler. I mean, I'm sorry you missed it. It's on the podcast page. What are the odds the interim UTAD gets a full-time job next year? I would say percent zero. There's a lot of names already being thrown out there. And we talked about a few of them yesterday. Obviously, Oliver Luck, his name's going to be out there a lot. Mac's already come out and said he doesn't want it for the contingent out there trying to push for Mac. Some of the names that have been thrown out there is, you know, Chris Del Conte from TCU, who's already said, oh, no. Not, and all these guys who say they're not interested, trust me, they're interested.
They're interested.
It's Texas. Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12 commissioner, his name's come up. That would make sense. I mean, Texas runs the Big 12, right? It's a promotion for him.
I guess so, yeah.
You're going from being in charge of everybody else to being in charge of Texas. But, you know, that's – Bowlesby says, I'm not a candidate for the position. Well, maybe because – I told you you weren't, but I would say you're going to hear a lot of names come up. We mentioned the guy at Louisville. I think you're going to hear that name, Oliver Luck. But there's going to be
if this were the guy that they were going to keep around for good, the process wouldn't have been so quick. This is a stopgap thing to kind of settle some things down, and mostly because they had to do this. I say they had to. They decided to do this in the middle of football season.
Yeah.
So that kind of put some pressure on them to get something in place and. Yeah, I don't believe that this is going to be the long term solution.
No, and I think this is athletic directors are not. Let's face it, they get paid a lot of money, but it's not a sexy job.
Yeah,
and it's high profile. It's higher profile than it should be for what the guys actually do. But at Texas, it's going to be a big deal. So they're going to be able to pick and choose whoever they want. It's not going to be an interim guy. They're going to get a big-time name from another big-time school.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN. Texter asks, what if you don't go and they end up talking to each other? Talking about the two women. Well, you're going to run into that danger anyway. You can't stop that if you're there.
If two women don't know each other, they typically don't talk about who they're banging the first time they meet.
Yeah. Generally. Just depends. Depends on the women.
And if they do, then you don't have to be around to see it happen, and you just forget about both of them.
Yeah, somebody says, just hope neither of them are listeners. But then how would they know?
They wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly. So, here's
just avoid being in that situation.
Great point. Make sure that guy gives each girl a different excuse why he can't be there. So, you know, they can't catch him with the same excuse while he's...
True.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Andy. Well played, sir. Let's try a phone call. Jordan, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. Sports
to you, man. First of all, your phone is terrible.
Yeah,
sir.
I heard Green Bay.
What are the odds they beat Seattle? I think that's going to be a tough game. I think
it's 50-50, man. If
that was a noon Sunday game, I'd feel good about the Packers' chances. But I also think maybe there's some things going on with Seattle right now. They don't seem like they've got it all together, and they've had a tumultuous offseason. You know, it's not going to just suddenly fall right into place. And Russell Wilson did not look good last week. So I'd probably lean to the Packers winning. I think it'll be a good game. As far as the Super Bowl, I mean, what are the odds the Packers win the Super Bowl? I'd put them at probably 15, 20%. They're one of the favorites in the NFC for sure.
Yeah, well, they've got to keep they got to keep Rodgers healthy.
Yep.
As long as he's healthy, they're always going to be a contender. And but I would not be too I wouldn't be too crazy about that game. From a I think Seahawks have a chance to go in there and win.
I do too.
It's very tough to beat Green Bay in that building. Aaron Rodgers rarely plays poorly in that building. But and I think Green Bay is going to win, and they deserve to be a slight favorite. But man, that's a pretty good coin flip thing for me. 713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. A texter says a mutual friend is going to wind up messing it up for that dude. Don't do that, friend. That's not a good friend thing to do. See, because that is the one danger to not going, is that there'll be some guy who's been working on one of them, and if he knows that you're going out with both of them, he's going to use that against you and try to steal your girl because he's a dickweed.
Well, then you'll know that you don't need to be friends with that guy.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean,
so you'll be looking for some new chicks.
Should be having your guys back.
You can trim down the bro squad too, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. No, that's the kind of bros you got.
Yeah, you got to cut those loose, man. In fact, you know, those are the ones that not only do you get rid of them, but you need to come up with a way to ruin their lives, because that's just a crappy thing to do. Yeah, that's a crappy thing to do. Anyway, sorry. I know you got something to do here.
Yeah, right? I got to tell you guys about Attorney Gary Trichter. Law enforcement, they're stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. So if your weekend sucked because of a DWI, guys, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed the test that the police gave you. A lot of things you should know about those tests. For one, breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The police breath test machine isn't even warranted fit for breath testing on humans. Makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results and destroys the evidence, making recheck and improving your innocence impossible. Failing the breath test in the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with these machines. Same with the blood test. They're not even testing your blood. They call it a blood test, but they're testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist right here in Houston. What that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about police blood tests to juries. He's experienced in talking about the science, the faulty science behind these tests. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state, and he's right here local. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. All right, I can't quit the calls with that guy as the last one, so I'm going to try somebody else. Zach, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yeah, I was wondering, what are the odds James Harden gets caught up in all this Kim Kardashian and attention from the media and has a drastic production drop-off this next season, seeing that so many of his points do come from free throws?
I do think there will be some kind of a drop-off. I don't know that it will be Kardashian-related. I'm sure that doesn't help, but I think it'll be hard for him to repeat what he did last season.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that was a pretty amazing year.
It really was.
If you want to think about it. So
I'm not trying to crap on the Rockets.
Oh, yes, you are.
That's like
you are. Rocket hater.
Yeah, the initial reaction. I'm just saying that's gonna be hard to duplicate.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I think he's still going to be very good, but I would say 10% chance he has as good a season as he did last year.
Okay.
Is that And I know you're the Rockets hater, so is that
no, that's
too low?
That's fair.
Okay. Let's try John. What's up, John?
How we doing today, guys?
Doing sports, man.
Well, look, I just wanted to say that I really appreciated you guys' reaction to that caller about Tony Romo. And just remind everybody what happened at the end of last season and how close the Cowboys were to beating Green Bay, and then how close Green Bay was to beating Seattle. And then the Super Bowl came down to one play that the Seattle coaching staff all lost their minds at the same time and made a terrible decision. So the NFC is still dominates the AFC. And to think, I mean, if you look at the Texans quarterbacks over the last decade, I don't think one of them has one season as good as Tony Romo. So, I mean, if we could get Tony Romo here, that would be great. I'll be quiet and listen.
Yeah, I think it's easy to crap on Tony Romo because he hasn't had much postseason success. But that guy's a good regular season quarterback. He's a top 10 quarterback no matter what way you look at
well,
it.
Well, and we said this last
year. The Texans
year,
have never had one.
We said this last year, though. It's there were several teams that were very close, including the Cowboys, including the Lions, who almost beat Dallas, who almost beat Green Bay the last week and won the division. Seattle and Green Bay, I thought all those teams were pretty close last year, and any one of them, if they'd gotten on a run at the right time and made plays at the right time, could have easily made it to the Super Bowl and been the team that lost to the Patriots. But you know, that was last year though, and I don't know that all those teams will be as close this year. I got to tell you one thing I noticed from this weekend, and you know, I'm trying not to ever overreact to too much stuff. I think there's a lot of bad teams this year. I really do. A lot of teams that have been traditionally good that aren't as good.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, you know, I don't know who's going to emerge yet as the dominant team, but I think the AFC looks weaker than ever to me. And that's why I would not be shocked to see some surprise team come out of there, like your Buffalo Bills or something like that. It would not shock me at all. All right, let's do Trey. What's up, Trey?
Hey, sports guys.
Hey, sports to you.
All right. So I think Texas Rangers and Houston Astros are going to come down pretty much to the last week here. But I want to ask a mess here.
All right, man. I'm sorry, man.
That's so bad.
God, your phone's a mess, Trey. I'm sorry. It sounded like a good call, but we can't hear you. And
tweet it in.
Yeah, tweet it or text it. That was, I mean, you were turning into Charlie Brown's teacher there. Yeah, that's what
yes,
we're hearing,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
This started off good. It sounded like it was going to be a really good question, and I was getting excited about it. And then, yeah, it's unfortunately bad radio if we can't hear your phone. All right, so we'll line you guys up in a minute, but I want to tell you what we're playing for first. Yes, all three of you are going to win, but only one of you gets first choice. And first choice is probably going to be, well, I'll tell you what you have a chance to choose from. We have two of these to give away. Two tickets to see the Dynamo take on Sporting Kansas City Wednesday, September 23rd. Kickoff is at 7:30 at BBVA Compass Stadium. Special offers for next Wednesday's game are now available. Plus, there's a post-game fireworks show presented by Kroger. Get your tickets now. Log on to HoustonDynamo.com. So two of you will win two tickets to see that. One of you will win two tickets to UFC 192. See the stars of the UFC as the Octagon makes its way back to Texas. Saturday, October 3rd, UFC 192 features light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier. See battles international superstar Alexander Gustafsson. Also see Sugar Rashad Evans face off against Ryan Bader and Johnny Hendricks combat Tyron Woodley. Tickets go on sale this Friday, July 31st. Get yours at HoustonToyotaCenter.com. So whoever wins is going to get to choose between UFC tickets or Dynamo tickets. And whoever's second, they'll get second choice. And whoever's third, you get left with whatever. I know how popular those UFC tickets are going to be.
They are going to be popular.
So I do think that, you know, if you want to go see UFC, here's a good chance we're going to give you tickets. You just have to get in line. You have to wait through the break. I haven't told you to call yet. I just told you what you were going to win. Tell you what, I guess I will go ahead and tell you to call. Callers 10, 11, and 12, you're playing. You're all going to get something. Only one of you is getting the UFC tickets. So 10, 11, and 12 at 713-780-3776. You have to hold on through the break and give them your name, and we'll play for it. All right. We'll be back. We'll do that when we return. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, if you're a little banged up or you've injured yourselves, you need to know about my friends at the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. It's part of the UT Physicians Group. They've been long recognized for their academic and medical achievements, and the doctors have developed reputations for being accomplished and progressive. They're dedicated to give you the best orthopedic care possible. They've even developed systems to ensure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal. That's the worst part of going to the doctor for me, is sitting in that waiting room waiting for them to call your name. Not at Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. They've got three easily accessible locations, Katy, Sugar Land, and Richmond. They've all got free parking right out in front, and you can take care of everything in one spot. So you do your consultation, diagnostic imaging, treatment, rehab, physical therapy, all in one building. You're not driving all over town, fighting traffic, paying for parking, and missing work. Give them a call today. See how they can improve your quality of life. 281-344-1715, or visit rbjc.com, where you can learn more about the doctors, can schedule your appointment online, and a physician referral may not be necessary depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out. 281-344-1715 for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. College Game Day, presented by Coors Light, is hosted by me, Saturday at Luke's Ice House in the Heights. The party starts at 2:30 with LSU taking on Auburn. Join us for a cold one. Register to win tickets to see Texas take on Oklahoma State with a free night stay at Red Roof Inn and catch all the games. John, how long am I there for, just out of curiosity?
2 hours.
Okay, so 2:30 to 4:30.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if I want to get into some mischief, I need to plan it for after 4:30.
Or before.
No, I don't want to do before because, you know, I got to work. All right? So that wouldn't be a good idea. In fact, that would probably be a bad idea to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Get drunk and then go stand there and get drunk. Anyway.
Yeah, one thing I've learned, though, from my experience at Luke's Ice House is they don't mind you popping a few.
Well, I'll have a couple. I'm
going to
get blitzed. So. All right, let's...
You don't want to pull an ants.
All right, let's do Moron of the Week. Here's how it works. Three of you, Brandon, David, Jonathan, you're all going to win. One of you gets first choice, though, and whoever gets first choice, we've got UFC tickets. And then we've got two sets of Dynamo tickets. So I know how much people want these UFC tickets. But, hey, if you don't get those, at least you get the Dynamo, right? So, here we go. Playing for Brandon will be our first contestant, which we didn't start the fire. Playing for David will be our second one. I am the foot bleeping master. And playing for Jonathan will be Sweeps Week.
Okay.
So we'll tell you about these morons. AJ and Jong will pick the winner, and second and third. So here we go. I'm sure a lot of you saw this story, but basically a 22-year-old woman who was given permission by her boyfriend to burn his penis with a hair straightener after he cheated on her has received a suspended jail sentence. Applying the straightener for just a few seconds, she told the police she thought it would only feel like sunburn. She pleaded guilty to the incident, which occurred in December 2013, and received a suspended 9-month jail sentence upon entering an 18-month good behavior bond. In short, his penis will be scarred for life. And
why is that her fault?
Yeah, I'm a little... I think he's the moron for telling her she could do it.
Yeah.
It's like, look, you made a mistake, fine. You don't get your penis burned. It's just... no way. Unless you're into that. Anyway, I think he's the moron. But, apparently, though, there were other issues. It says you regularly abused him, including physically, if you suspected or if he admitted to being unfaithful to you. And, of course, you know, the guy was screwing around on her, too. So I think they're both morons. How's that?
No, that's fair.
Anyway, that's number one, playing for Brandon. Number two would be playing for David. Well, I'm sure you saw this story because this guy disgusts the living hell out of me. The foot sniffer. 52-year-old Eddie Wan was arrested Tuesday and charged with violation of sexual offender registration, fleeing and eluding, reckless driving, aggravated assault, and resisting without violence because he was spotted crawling under library tables and smelling women's feet at Florida International University. Apparently, FIU police had previously released a notice warning students that a man was spotted under a table at a campus library along with a description and a photo. Authorities say a man matching that description was spotted Tuesday on a scooter several miles from the campus. You just can't beat Florida. No. Officers attempted a traffic stop, but say the man fled, eventually crashed, and was arrested. So that's moron number two playing for David, the foot bleeping master. And finally, moron number three playing for Jonathan. Are you familiar with you probably like these kind of shows. Former 16 and Pregnant star Whitney Purvis?
I'm not. I'm 16 and Pregnant, I've not gotten into.
Well, it must be Sweeps Week.
Teen Mom I've seen, but not 16 and Pregnant.
It's not something that appeals to me even a little bit, but
yeah.
Apparently maybe she's just trying to get back into the game because former 16 and Pregnant mom Whitney Purvis allegedly attacked her ex.
I used to have a movie called 19 and Pregnant.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it's different than what you're talking about.
I had one that was 19, and never mind. I can't say those words on the air. Well, anyway, Whitney Purvis allegedly attacked her ex and got arrested. Now, there's a lot of things in the house you can attack someone with. We've seen all sorts of weird stuff. This one, she attacked him with a broom. She apparently broke into his home by throwing a wheel through two windows and then whacked him with a metal broom handle.
Oh, my.
She then hit him in the leg inside. She was booked for felony, aggravated assault, and misdemeanor trespassing. She's now 23 years old. Both have been arrested multiple times, from DUIs to stealing a pregnancy test. So those are your three morons. Just to recap, so you guys know what you're voting for. Playing for Brandon is the man and the woman who burned the penis. Don't burn the penis.
Yeah, I don't know which one I want to blame for that, though.
Moron number two is the footmaster.
Okay.
Who's crawling under tables to... Yeah. Ugh. And finally, moron number three, Whitney Purvis, former 16 and Pregnant star, for attacking her boyfriend with a broom. Gentlemen, your choice. Give me an order.
I feel it's got... I'm leaning 1, 2, 3.
One for sure.
Yeah, one's okay. The champion.
All right, Brandon, you win. Congratulations.
And we'll have to rank these because if the guy wants to go to Dynamo...
Yeah, if he prefers Dynamo to UFC.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the foot sniffer.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. That's simple.
Three,
Brandon, first choice. David, second choice. Jonathan, third choice. Brandon, yeah.
Sorry. Enjoy whatever's left.
Yeah, I think the... just me. I you know. Pretty sure.
You probably would have went, 2, 1, 3?
Well, that disgusted me. There's no question. I mean, not any dude that's into, you know, like Rex Ryan, hey, if that's what you're into, cool. I don't want to hear about it. I'm freaked out by feet. I don't like them.
What if your wife...
Are you more freaked out by feet or having your penis burned?
Having my penis burned.
Yeah.
But, you know, some guy who's crawling around sniffing
women's
feet.
Just put yourself like this. Would you rather sniff a bunch of women's feet, have your penis burned, or get hit with a broom? Rank those in order.
Okay, yeah, getting hit with a broom would be one.
That's what you'd prefer the most?
I'd prefer that to women's... And I don't want anything happening to my penis.
So you would sniff feet before your penis burned.
I would never sniff feet, though.
Gun to head.
Why do I have to have a gun to my head?
Because I've got a gun and
why are you making me choose? I told you, I'll take the broom handle to the face.
Fred, you've got to make a choice.
I did. I told you, broom handle.
No, that's the first choice. Now you need the second choice.
I'm not.
Would you rather sniff strangers' feet or have your penis burned?
I'm not having my penis burned. Okay.
I know you don't like sniffing.
But
feet,
I'm not going to get away with it because I'll throw up on them. If I have to crawl down there and sniff
women's
feet,
away with it.
I'm going to throw up on them. Well, this guy got away briefly, and then he got caught.
Okay.
So, anyway, that's my order. Not proud of it. None of them are appealing.
Nobody wants to get hit in the face with a broom handle, especially a metal one, by a 23-year-old crazy, formerly pregnant 16-year-old. But I'll take that. That'll be my first choice.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, I guess that settles that because that's pretty much the order we went in, right?
Yeah.
So
that's what I was trying to point out.
Yeah, I'm just saying I'm more freaked out by a foot sniffer. But I'm not doing either one. What does it matter? Anyway.
Wow.
Well, that's going to wrap it up. Hustle Town coming up next. Jason Braddock, Greg Shelton. Check them out. We'll be back tomorrow. And I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about. We'll get into some fantasy football tomorrow. We'll definitely get into some of the early betting lines. And if there's any plays tomorrow night, we'll talk about that. Want to thank John Lee. Great job. AJ Hoffman. Yeah, pretty good job.
Thanks, man.
A couple of things we can work on.
Saying I was off?
No, I'm saying I suck today. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.